Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 through 21. We are going to read selectively. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. A person that has the wisdom of God in his heart is a person that does not depend on earthly riches. And a question then arises, how do we then have such wisdom so that we do not depend on earthly riches? It is necessary to seek God in his wisdom. How do we seek God in his wisdom? This is possible, writes Apostle Arkady, only in the knowledge of his commandments, decrees, and statutes. As we had read, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice. All right, everyone can say, I walk along the paths of righteousness, along the paths of justice. How do we verify that I, in fact, am found on the paths of righteousness? One of the foundations of the path of righteousness is going to be discovering and the fulfillment of the commandment that speaks of honoring God with tithes and offerings. If we say that we are walking along the paths of righteousness and that we have the truth, and we have never stumbled upon the commandments of God, honoring God with tithes and offerings, this means that the place in which we are found is not the chosen remnant of God, is not Jerusalem, and we have completely not even been met with the truth yet, because it's the first truth which a person stumbles upon when he walks along the ways of righteousness. This is a commandment to honor God with tithes and offerings. And what is the value of this commandment? Well, two main things. There's many components, but two main things that Pastor had highlighted for us. Firstly, thanks to specifically this commandment, a person can express his love for God and acknowledge God's authority over himself. It is thanks to this commandment of tithes and offerings. And secondly, thanks to the fulfillment of this commandment, his treasury can be filled abundantly. Filled with what abundantly? With riches that do not perish. Someone will say, well, I'd be glad to have it, but I also need money. When God gives riches that do not perish, then dollars and money go together with this treasure as a portion of it. But those that have only perishing riches, there is no guarantee there that they have imperishable riches that are kept for us in heaven. Therefore, we are interested in having imperishable riches that do not perish, that are kept in heaven, because there is our security there. But if we are focused only on provision, only on this security, then in this we'll lack imperishable riches that are found in heaven and that are uncovered at the door of our hope. Scripture says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it will be given to you. How will it be given? Good measure. What is this good measure? This is pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. A measure is not the amount of money, but the state of the human heart with which this money is given. David, when he spoke of himself, he called himself someone that is poor and weary. David writes a prayer of David, bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. I am poor and needy. When he had come to God, having a lot of money, he says, I am poor and needy. A question then, how you, being the most richest person, says these words, because he says, I have begun to have the wisdom of God, and this wisdom of God allows me to not depend on riches of this earth. David, and we together with David, have imperishable riches. And when he, in prayers and psalms, had sing out of those about those riches that he had. This psalm was a masterpiece. Each of them was a masterpiece, and we understand that this poverty and this neediness gave him the right to have other riches. These are imperishable riches. And we right now, saints, are going to sing a psalm. And when we sing a psalm, we are going to give God this good measure, and a good measure includes something that is pressed down, shaken together, and running over. When God gives, he wants that which is given for it to be shaken, to press down, shake together, fill it over the top, and then overfill it. Those truths that we hear, they must constantly be shaken in us. They must constantly be repeated. They must constantly be pressed down, shaken together, so that with these commandments, our heart can be filled. And when we demonstrate such a relationship toward the commandments of God, the Lord on his end is going to show his good measure, the measure contained in his bountiful grace. Let us please stand and sing a psalm.
Спою я в нем без победы.
great joy will repeat after Pastor Arkady that each time the people of Israel had honored God with tithes and offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses or the temple of Solomon, they were called to, according to the words of Moses, which he had received as a revelation from God, to raise their hands over their offerings and to proclaim one wonderful proclamation that they were faithful to for thousands of years. We, being that same Israel, tied to that same root, drinking from the same olive tree, will do the same thing. Please raise your right hand, a symbol of your righteous act, and please pray along with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated the tithes from my home and have brought them into your home, so that in your home there may be food. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give impurely. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I'm glad that I have the privilege to express my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your word, I ask that your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come down abundantly upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Please be seated. Thank you.